So school's back in session, and it's not a myth. Ralphie Radio Show, thankfully I didn't go through this at Syracuse, but the freshman 15, you're in a new environment, all types of new habits. Next thing you know, 15 pounds later, you are a little heavier. So how to avoid the freshman 15? We spoke with 21-year-old freelance reporter and current student herself in New York City, Chelsea Crost, about it. She has five different tips. The first, relatively universal to dieting in general, don't skip breakfast.
I don't care what time you wake up in the morning. I don't care how busy you are in the morning. Make sure you put something in your bag, whether it's a great granola bar, you know, something that's, of course, low in sugar, high in fiber, even if it's an apple or a Greek yogurt, have something, you know, within an hour of you waking up, because that is your fuel for the day. That is your brain power. That is setting how you actually burn calories efficiently throughout the day.
The second tip for avoiding the freshman 15, stock up on healthy, non-perishable food items.
I live in New York City. Obviously, there's bodegas and supermarkets on every corner. Uh-huh. But big universities, of course, have food markets, grocery stores, farmers markets that students can shop and find food. If you have to go to the cafeteria, I advise you to stay away from the fried food. You know, it's better to obviously, you know, choose a broiled food. Stay away from the white potatoes and the white bread. Stick with the whole grain or the sweet potatoes. Stay away from those creamy salad dressings and put some lemon, some vinegar, oil, and mustard on the salad as well.
Freelance reporter Chelsea Crost, five tips to avoiding the freshman 15. Number three, make sure to always have a healthy snack on you.
Always in your bag have a handful of almonds, cashews, peanuts. Throw in a cheese stick, throw in an apple, throw in a hard-boiled egg. Any little snack that's going to, you know, boost your metabolism, spark your brain power, and keep your energy going, you're going to be so happy that you have that food in your bag.
Fourth tip, learn to read labels.
Reading a nutrition label consists of way more than just looking at the calories and seeing 200 calories. It's what are you actually eating? For instance, if you take out a jar of peanut butter, and it's a natural raw jar of peanut butter, you're going to see within the ingredients, it's nuts, peanuts, and maybe some salt. If you pull out a Skippy or a Peter Pan or, you know, some of the other Jiffy peanut butters, you see at least 10 ingredients going into this peanut butter, which are all chemicals and hydrogenated oils and artificial sweeteners, and all of those chemicals cause us to gain more fat because our bodies don't know how to break down these chemicals.
And the fifth tip towards avoiding the freshman 15 from freelance reporter Chelsea Crost, develop a new fitness routine. This doesn't necessarily mean going to the gym, though.
Those five flights of stairs can get your heart racing. I know that in the winter, I really break a sweat wearing my coat. You know, just that little burst of energy can even make your brain trigger to, when you're sitting in class, to listen even more.
Big thanks to Chelsea. We'll link you up more with her on the Ralphie Radio Show blog.